thank you for calling and thank you for being here with us today.
Yeah, no problem.
And how did the idea begin of the light show?
So it all started when I went to, there was a laser light show on Shoshone Falls. And having grown up and been a lighting designer for good grief, ever since I was a little kid, I was so excited that there was a laser show that was close enough to Rexburg that I could go to it. So a couple of friends and I went there, and we paid like quite a bit of money just to get out there, stayed in traffic for what felt like an eternity. And anyway, we showed up, and it started. And I turned around to my friends, and I was one of those, it's like I was a five-year-old getting ready for the light show. And anyway, I turned around after it started. It had probably been going for like maybe 30 seconds. And I turned around to my friends, and they looked at me, and I was like, I will be good, and I will wait till the end of the show, and then I will critique. And they laughed. They laughed so hard. It was so funny. And then, anyway, so the show ended, and we just kind of huddled together, and we were just like, we could have done such a better job. There are so many aspects of lighting that you could do to just make it just so much more immersive. Anyway, so we were like, well, okay, that'd be fun. Let's do what we can do, you know? Anyway, so in a week, then we decided to do it on Monkey Rock. So we went out there. We went in the middle of the pond, kind of in front of Monkey Rock, and we put, there's 20 light fixtures on these T-posts on trusses, and shine it up, and I have this program that I use called Ladderama that you can sync lighting up to music. It's actually pretty cool. We did that. Anyway, and then we got the pictures back from my photographer, Ken Ockler. He's amazing. Anyway, and we were floored at how good it looked. Like, it was incredible. And so, anyway, a lot of people saw it and were just like, when are you going to do this again? Because that's freaking cool. So we were like, well, we weren't really planning on doing it again. And then we decided to do it on the 6th and 7th at Monkey Rock. And then a couple of landowners, I got permission from landowners in the beginning. And then with like their biggest concerns were like parking and safety and management, that kind of stuff. Anyway, so the event got bigger and bigger and bigger. And then just because it's private property and they want to protect the land, which makes complete sense, they were like, hey, maybe it's not a good idea to hold your event here. And I was like, okay. And so that probably like 5 minutes after that phone call, the mayor messaged me. He's like, hey, I'd like to get tickets to your light show. And I was like, mayor, they pulled permission. I don't know where to do it. And he's like, well, why don't you try out Nature Park? And I was like, there's not a waterfall there, but okay. We'll see what we can do. So anyway, that's kind of where it started.
And how did you get into lighting? What made you interested in lighting?
So ever since I was a kid, my mom kind of teases me that I loved lights more than I loved my parents, because my first word when I was a kid was IGHT, I-G-H-T. And mom and dad would have to hide the spatulas because I would climb up on things and use the spatulas to turn lights on and off. They went through so many light bulbs, I can only imagine. But anyway, then my grandmother, good old Grandma Dursteller, she would take us to, I think she got season tickets to the Weber State University or something like that. Anyway, we would go, and she got an annual pass, so she would take us all the time. And I will never forget, there was this one dance company that we went to, and it was breathtaking. And it was just super, super simple, but it was just stunning. They had these balls, and each, there was like probably six rows, and each person in these six rows had a different color, different size ball. Anyway, and it was all synced up to music, and so at different points in the song, they would throw their balls up in the air, and it would go to... It looked like it was just chaos on the stage, and then all the balls would land perfectly in a line. Like, it was stunning. Anyway, and it was so cool. And so then after that, I went home, and I built a little stage with Legos and put LED lights in it, and it was really fun. And then, after that, then I started working at a high school, and I was the president of the auditorium at my high school as a sophomore, so that was a little intense. And then after that, then we moved... and I helped them with lighting at my next high school that I went to. And then I went on a mission, and then I came, and I was like, I want to go to school, go to Idaho. And then from there, it just kind of exploded.
Yeah, because, I mean, I had you for a class Group Dynamics.
So. Oh, with Sister Bergstrom.
Yeah. And,
yes.
You know, you made a presentation for a devotional in the class, and it was just a light show, and we were all amazed
at
that.
That's right.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
Yeah. So, I mean, I was just impressed at how much more dynamic and more immersive a story can be with light. So, you know.
It's so true. Yeah. It's so true.
And for the light show, how has it been received in the public?
So we had it open. I think it was open for I think we posted it on Facebook, and it was on Facebook for 1 week, and we had over 1,000 people interested in the event.
Oh, wow.
So that was overwhelming. So then the next week, we're like, we're going to have to do a ticketing. It's free. There's no charge. But we have to do a ticketing system just to be able to manage how many people come to each show. And so within 2 weeks, I think this is the end of week three that we've had the ticket system up and online, we have over 1,300 tickets.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah. So we already have 3.5 shows that are sold out.
Oh, that's crazy.
So,
that's exciting, though.
Listen, it's so nerve-wracking and so intense. But, yeah, it's pretty big, exciting. So
what's the process of putting on a show like this? Like, how do you start, and then, you know, what do you do to get the show up and running?
Oh, goodness. I don't even know where to start. I think, honestly, it all starts with an idea. So I put the idea, and I find music. And once I've found the music, then I have to go in and I make sure the levels on the music are all good, and then I import that music into this Lightorama program. And then it probably for every 30 seconds, depending upon how many channels, each channel that I control as far as lighting goes, if I have, I think this show, as far as the Lightorama program, there's 60 channels of control. Anyway, for each channel of control, it adds a little bit of time per second that I have to do. So if we take a 30-second chunk of this light show, 30 seconds of a light show of this specific one has taken you probably about 30 to 45 minutes of time to program. So if you just kind of calculate it out, it's a 20-minute show, so however long that math is, it's a pretty hefty process.
Yeah.
But it's cool because I can see it in real time. So anyway, so while that's going on, we have, like, you have to do the event management, you have to get a gathering permit, that's probably the most important thing. You have to make sure you have enough parking, you have to make sure you have crowd control, you have to make sure you have enough space for people to view it. The city of Rexburg has been incredibly helpful with that. When the mayor and I kind of touched bases, he actually, like, went out of his way to go and find Greg McInnes, who is he's over the parks. He's the one that makes the entire city look beautiful. Yeah, that's him. He's amazing. Anyway, went and got Greg, and Greg, the mayor, and me, and then a couple of my associates went over to Nature Park, and we scoped out the area. And as we're standing there, Greg turns to the mayor and is like, oh, yeah, and we can grab some bleachers and put some bleachers over here. And, oh, yeah, and I can get some trash cans and put some trash cans here. So that part of the process was just incredible. Like, the big man upstairs definitely had a hand in everything that has been going on so far. So, and then while that's going on, so then you have, like, the physical aspect, but then you have to have the digital aspect of things. So not only do we have to make sure that everything runs correctly, but we have to make sure that the people can see everything and can witness everything. So we have the ticket system, which moves forward. So, yeah.
Wow, so there's a lot that goes into it.
Yeah. Yep.
And I know you said 3 of the shows are sold out. How many shows are there and how many tickets are left?
As far as how many tickets are left, I have no idea. I haven't even looked. I think last night I checked there was 1,377 tickets. We only open tickets for 400 people to come and see the show each night. And so Friday morning is sold out. Friday night is probably sold out. I have to go check. Saturday morning is sold out. I think Saturday night still has probably about 60, 70 seats still available. And then on Tuesday, we've got plenty of room on Tuesday. And then Wednesday, we've got plenty of room on Wednesday.
Okay.
So there's, about 400, 500 per show.
Okay.
So we usually cap it off at 400.
And what can people that go to the show expect from the show?
When they come to the show, it's going to be something that, number one, it's an experiment to see if this actually works. Sorry to pick a thing. That's why we're not charging, because I don't want people to pay money and be like, man, I paid for crap. Nope, I don't want you to think that. So when people come, I want them to see something that is, number one, passionate, number two, appreciative, and number three, patriotic. When they come, I want them to leave with a renewed sense of patriotism, where they love their country and they can walk away feeling that. So there is some iconic music that's going to be played, some of the classics, some new that they probably haven't ever heard before. But yeah, really just going to come and they're going to see water shoot up in the sky and light up different colors, and it's going to dance with music. So
that sounds like a lot of fun. It sounds like a unique show to go to as well.
That's the plan.
And lastly, where can people find information about the show and about just general information of tickets and times?
So there are two places they can go. They can either go to, it's probably just an event page, okay. Twilight Slash Gleaming. Also, they can go to natureparklightshow.wordpress.com. And then that is super, super easy. If you go to that website, you can immediately, there's a link, click here for tickets, click there, and then boom, you have reservations.
Well, thank you so much for calling, and we are looking forward to the show.
Hey, thank you so much. We'll see you there.